I'm Brenda Dawson. I'm from UC Davis, and I'm here to give a presentation called Hit Play about three ways that we have engaged researchers in creating online videos for the Horticulture Innovation Lab. I'm the communications director for the Horticulture Innovation Lab. As such, I have more than a decade of experience leading communications and PR for agricultural research programs across multiple channels. And for the Horticulture Innovation Lab, that means a website, blog, Twitter, Facebook, email newsletter, and most importantly for this presentation, our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/hortcrisp, in case you want to check it out later. We have 65 public videos on there right now with more than 425 subscribers. But our subscribers actually only make up about 1% of the people who have actually watched our videos. Because our videos are on YouTube, they have been watched in 28 countries. We have more than 76,500 views of our videos. And since 2012, when YouTube started collecting this data, we have watch time on our videos of more than 93,000 minutes. And another statistic that I think is interesting about our YouTube channel is that though our videos are embedded on our website, and actually more than 50 other websites as well, partner websites like UC Davis and UC Agriculture and Natural Resources, AgriLinks, even with all of those video embeds, more than 75% of our video plays are actually within YouTube itself. So the channel is a very valuable place to find more audience members. A little bit about the Horticulture Innovation Lab. We are a global research network funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development as part of the U.S. government's Global Hunger and Food Security Initiative, Feed the Future. And we advance fruit and vegetable innovation to reduce poverty and to improve nutrition in developing countries in Africa, Asia, and Central America. And I want to emphasize that we're a global research network. So this is what powers the Horticulture Innovation Lab. It's not just a partnership between USAID and UC Davis, but between researchers from other leading U.S. universities, from foreign universities, from foreign governments, and from non-governmental organizations. So perhaps it goes without saying that all of those folks are working across continents. Outside of the United States, we're in 14 countries right now on three continents. And so as the sole communication staff member for our program, I obviously can't be in all those places at once to take photos and videos and interviews. And so part of my job is coming up with solutions so how we can gather materials and create communications products. For the purpose of this video presentation, I'm focusing on video. And video is increasingly how people are spending their time online, which is why it's becoming more important. Pew Research Center, this is actually from February 2019, sees YouTube as the most widely used online platform by U.S. adults. YouTube reports that they have each month more than 1.9 billion logged in users. And YouTube is generally considered the second largest search engine in the world. So in addition to creating videos, you're actually improving your search engine results. The videos themselves are important as a medium. It's a powerful way, moving images and sound is a powerful way to share stories, particularly stories that have emotion, as well as information about how to do something. And for us, as an international program, it's important because it provides a window onto another place, it can transport viewers to your scene, and provide a sense of veracity and realness that can be difficult if you're just writing something with a photo or two about Africa or something. So I'm talking about three approaches that we've taken to engage with researchers to create videos. The first is lightning talks. The second is a series of two-minute impact story videos, and the final is a series of farmer testimonial videos. So our lightning talks, these are videos that we created in 2016 after we requested that researchers give lightning talks at our annual conference, and we made videos like these. So I'm going to give you a few seconds excerpt of one. Let's see if the audio works. That's not good. They said that the audio would work. Do you know anything about how to make the audio work here? Uh-oh. They told me that if it was playing, it would work. We'll find out. Well, it doesn't actually let me change it. I'm pushing the button, but Okay, well, I will describe to you what you should be hearing in that. So essentially what you're seeing are, this is from Jim Nienhuis of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're seeing his slides and we're hearing his voice as he gave his presentation. Maybe we can get the audio fixed for the next video, so that'd be great. So how we did this. As I mentioned, the researchers were required to give talks with timed slides. They were 5 minutes, 20 slides each, and they were 15 seconds per slide, which auto-advanced, which was very important. We'd made audio recordings of the presenters as they gave their talks at the event. And then after the event, we edited the audio in with the timed slides so that we could replicate the core essence of their talks. These talks were given at a conference in Cambodia, so this was a chance for us to let other folks listen in on these talks as well online. This resulted in 10 videos. Each were 5 minutes long. At this point, we have more than 3,000 views of these videos and about 97 hours of watch time of these videos. And some of the takeaways from this process, this was very low input, almost no input from the researchers. We were already asking them to do this process, and we just recorded it. This was also an easy on-ramp for both us and the researchers because we were capturing work already being done. And in the end, we were pleased with the videos and found chances to insert them into blog posts, web pages, and social media. So these are impact story videos that were actually made by each research team over the course of a year-long process. And I pulled out two of my favorites. One is from Guinea and is really great, and the other is actually from Honduras and is also really great. It's made by a team led by Penn State. I'll have to just send you the links later. So how we did this process, at one of our annual conferences, we invited a campus filmmaker from UC Davis to train our researchers in how to shoot video with their smartphones. We wanted them to document the work that they've been doing. 2-minute impact videos made by each research team. I would like to show them to you if we can. Is that all right? Okay.
Meet one of the Feed the Future Avenirs working with UC Davis.
My name is Fatoumata Sissoko. I'm a farmer and entrepreneur. I'm the manager of a food processing business specializing in dried pineapple.
So these are just excerpts. Here's an excerpt of the one from Penn State from Honduras.
With two groups of 10 different communities, and each week we are getting together so we can learn how to make a biointensive garden, and they are supposed to replicate that knowledge in their own households.
So as I mentioned, this process started when we brought a campus filmmaker to our conference to train our researchers on how to shoot video with their smartphones while they were in the field. And our goal there was to try to help collect video from them so that we could make videos. And then we realized that we wanted them to actually make some videos. So for the following year, we required that they make a video to bring to the conference, a 90-second story about their project's impacts. And because this was a tall order, we knew this was a tall order, we gave the researchers several months to plan and execute their video, and we also provided them some follow-up training and webinar support. They sent us their final videos before the event. We added required logos to complete the video, and then we uploaded them to YouTube. And the researchers each presented their team's video at that annual meeting last year in Rwanda. The result of these, the outcomes of these videos, we ended up with 20 videos from our research projects, 2 minutes each, more than 3,300 views at this point, and more than 3,400 minutes of videos watched. Some takeaways from this process. So this was a large investment of time, both on all of the research team's parts and then also on our management team, too. Ultimately, the final videos varied widely in quality since we were asking everybody to learn how to make videos. The highest quality videos were great surprises that we could continue to use and that also kind of alerted us to some stories that we didn't know about. And some of the videos that we thought were lower quality also had positive results based on search engine results. These were unique topics, and so if somebody was searching for that country and horticulture, they could find this video. This process, I feel like it's worth noting that this process was definitely supported by a talented grad student that we hired at the time who was a YouTuber and had great video making experience. And another benefit of this process was that it emphasized to our researchers the value we were placing on video and ways that they could participate more in this process. So we're still kind of reaping the benefits of that as they've come up with more ideas since then, and we're continuing to work with them on more videos. So the third type of video is farmer testimonials. This is something that we came up with because we wanted to bring producer voices and more in-country perspectives to a conference we are holding this year in Washington, D.C. to discuss the value of horticulture. So here's one of the farmer testimonials.
Okay, it gives you quick money. Check on, like, if you put cucumber, just within about 45 days, you're harvesting your money. So that's quick money. In case you put this other cowpeas, within 3 weeks, you're getting your money. So I see it's a quicker source.
So how we made these videos, we asked our researchers to shoot video clips of in-country partners, farmers, or students that where they responded to three specific questions. We sent them the questions. We asked that the clips be 40 seconds or less and that they send them to us unedited. We also included a finished example in that request so they had an idea of what we were looking for. They sent us a variety of clips, and we selected six short quotes that kind of gave a variety of different perspectives on horticulture. And then we edited those final videos, smoothing out the sound, adding titles and logos, et cetera, and uploaded those final videos to YouTube. In the end, we were able to show six farmer testimonials from Guinea, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Honduras, and Nepal at our event in Washington, D.C. These videos have only been online for about 3 months, so not a lot of impressive views yet, and we haven't put a whole lot of promotion into them. Our primary focus of those videos has already happened, and it really only counted as one view on YouTube, but it was to a room full of valuable partners in Washington, D.C. But these videos, because they're very short and very flexible, are things that we can continue to insert in blog posts and in multimedia stories coming up, which I have some plans for. Because this process was short and templated, the project was very straightforward to complete. Because the video requests were very specific to the researchers, they sent us exactly what we asked for, which was wonderful. And because I just did all of the editing myself in-house, there was greater consistency between the whole set. So I want to leave you with our YouTube channel, youtube.com/hortchris. That's our old name. You can find these videos and other videos that we've made, including videos of impact stories, how-to videos, some travelogues, and even a cooking video. And if that's too hard, our website is horticulture.ucdavis.edu for the Horticulture Innovation Lab. We have a video that you can play on the home screen there, as well as links to other videos and to our YouTube channel. So if you have time for questions, great. I was going to leave this. This was my additional step two, if you want to be making your own videos. Sorry for the fine print, and I don't know if we have time for questions, but all right, thank you.